Hello, dear listener. My name is John, and I would like to share a little story with you. But first, I'd like to share a secret I have with you. I need to tell you that I am a boy who wants to be a girl. It's a secret I've kept for a long time. I have to admit that when I dress as a girl, I borrow my sister's clothes when she is out and I am alone in the house. I use the name Katie. And when I am dressed, I feel complete, whole, my true self. And truth be told, I have been known to do some of my chores when I'm Katie. I also need to tell you that I live with my mother and sister. My father ran off with one of his female work colleagues, and my mother divorced him. But what I have to tell you is about my first time out of my house. In learning how to be a girl, I watched a lot of how-to videos on YouTube. I read both my mother's and sister's magazines. And I, of course, continued to practice in secret. This occasionally led me to be accused of messing around with my sister's makeup and other things. I denied everything. From then on, I was careful. I was lucky in that I had a part-time job. Because as I made my plans to go out en femme, I started to purchase items I knew I would need. The items included a dancer's gaff, matching bra and panties, some breast forms, a beige polka dot spotted dress, some nude colored high heels, a handbag, and a mouse brown wig. I was even able to get a pair of glasses that looked feminine. And of course, I also bought my own makeup. And as an added precaution, I even prepared some female ID. I was able to store everything in my wardrobe, keeping the ID in a handbag I had purchased. I continued to borrow my sister's clothes, and slowly I became more confident as Katie. But I still kept my secret even though I wanted to scream from the rooftops that I wanted to be a girl. I kept quiet. Katie became my secret girlfriend. I took the occasional picture of myself as Katie and uploaded them to my laptop. My mother then informed me that she was taking my sister to see her great aunt. Unfortunately for me, I would have to stay at home due to the fact that it would be a girls-only weekend. I had to hide a smile as I took a generous sip of coffee. This would be my chance to be Katie for the weekend. I could be the girl I knew I was inside for the whole weekend that they would be away. And so, on the Friday afternoon that they were due to leave, I started to get everything in place for my sojourn as Katie. After the hugs and kisses from my mother and promising I wouldn't throw any wild parties, I watched my mother and sister leave on their way to Great Aunt Susan's. I was nervous as I waited an hour to start the pre-dressing ritual I usually go through. To be honest with you, I always kept myself hair-free as I found it easier. My sister thought I was a little weird, but she kept quiet when I tried out for the school's swim team. But to be on the safe side, I used hair remover on my body. I showered and watched as the few hairs I had went down the plug hole. I checked myself over and carefully shaved any stray hairs. I looked at my face and I shaved close, knowing I would have to shave again in the morning. After dressing in a cream nightdress I had purchased and putting on the matching nightgown, I returned to the bathroom. I reached for the facial mask gel that I had bought. It was similar to the one my mother and sister used. Following the instructions, I applied the mask. I prepared a drink and found myself slipping into being Katie. I dare not smile in case it cracks my face mask. I read a magazine sitting on the sofa with my legs tucked under the gown and nightdress. Feeling very comfortable and very feminine, I began to doze off. I was brought back to reality by my mobile alarm going off. I removed the face mask and found that my face was now soft and smooth. I would have to remember to use the moisturizer in the morning. I caught sight of myself in one of the many mirrors we had around the house. A young woman smiled back at me. I took the time to do my nails, giving myself a manicure and a pedicure. I then gently applied a soft nude nail polish on each of my fingernails, ensuring that each one had an even coating. I allowed my nails to dry. Finally, I chose to head to bed. I slept well, having a very feminine dream and the softness of the nightdress calming my nerves. I awoke to the soft tones of Jade, an all-girl group I liked on my clock radio. I slowly got out of bed. I had a light breakfast and then started to get ready for my day. I showered. I used my mother's shower gel and shampoo. I checked for any hairs and shaved my face closer than I have ever done before. I was careful not to nick or cut my face, as it would ruin all the hard work that I was about to put myself through. First, I put on the dancer's gaff, adjusting it so I was comfortable and that it would conceal my boy bits. I then slid my panties on to hide the gaff. I paused briefly to look at myself. I looked like a girl, but without breasts. I rectified that situation by putting on the matching bra and inserting the breast forms. I adjusted things so I was comfortable and set to work on doing my makeup. I put on my wig cap. adjusting it so that I could hide all my male hair under it. Checking my face again, I applied a little moisturizer evenly over my face. A little concealer, which matched my skin tone, went under my eyes. Reaching for the foundation, I gently applied an even covering over my face and neck. I followed the foundation with a light dusting of powder, which gave my face a soft and even canvas on which I could work on. I took my eyes. I used eyeliner, soft, subtle shades of eyeshadow, which I blended in as suggested by one of the many makeup tutorials I had watched. I began to smile as slowly and surely, John began to disappear, and Katie replaced him. I applied mascara to both my upper and lower eyelashes, taking care not to overdo it, and ensuring I didn't get any on my face. A soft blush was applied to my cheekbones, and I blended it in so it looked natural and subtle. Finally, I applied my lipstick. It was a soft and very light red color. In certain lights, it would be classed as pink. I finished dressing. Light tan-colored tights gently hugged my hips and gave my legs a delightful feminine shape. I slipped my dress over my head, ensuring I didn't get any makeup on it, and adjusted the fit. And finally, closing the buttons at the back of my neck, I gently brushed my wig out and gently placed it on my head. I adjusted the fit and brushed it out again. Putting on my glasses, I let out a girlish gasp as I caught sight of myself in the mirror. John had gone. Katie was looking back at me. I took a closer look. I looked a little like my sister, but there was a little bit of my mother there as well. I smiled, and as I did, the girl in the mirror smiled back. Slipping on my nude heels, I stood up and took another look at myself. I picked up my handbag and checked I had everything I needed. A purse with notes and change, some makeup to make any running repairs if needed, some tissues, and some tampons. I don't remember where I got that little tip. I checked that I had my female ID, house keys, and my mobile phone, and closed the handbag. I left my room and gently walked down the stairs, taking my time, as although I knew I could walk in heels, I didn't want to risk falling over. The click of my heels against the hall floor gently reassured me, and I started to put everything I had learned and practiced to use. I paused by the hall mirror and once again checked myself over, trying to find any fault, anything that would give me away as a male dressed as a female. Turning towards the front door, my heart started to race a little. I forced myself to calm down and I reached for the handle. I took a breath, opened the door, and stepped out. I was now Katie for the entire world to see. I gently slipped my handbag over my shoulder and walked towards the bus stop at the end of our driveway. Mrs. Danvers, one of my neighbors, smiled as I approached. She saw me as a woman. We talked a little as we waited for the bus to arrive. I spoke softly and as feminine as I could, taking my time to not give the game away. The bus journey was uneventful, and I was treated kindly by everyone who saw me. A young man I knew from college tried in vain to chat me up. I gently but firmly told him I had a boyfriend, and although his offer was tempting, I wouldn't take him up on it. Had I passed a test? When the bus reached the mall, I decided I had to do some clothes shopping and start to build a small wardrobe of clothes of my own. That way I wouldn't have to borrow my sister's clothes, but I would have to ensure that any clothes I did buy, I would wash and dry myself. My first stop was Beddo. It was a female clothing store that catered to all ages, and I knew I would be able to find some clothes to fit me. I also knew that the clothes would be tasteful. The customer assistant who helped me was fantastic. I explained what I needed, and together we put together several ensembles that I liked and knew I would wear when I was able. I also purchased some lingerie, as I felt I needed some more female underwear. I even tried the clothes on in the female changing room, and no one was any the wiser. I thanked the assistant and paid for my purchases. And as I passed one of the mirrors, I paused and took a selfie. Another picture to add to my folder at home. My confidence as Katie had grown. I started to think that maybe, just maybe, I should tell my mother and sister the truth. Tell them that I wanted to be a girl like them. Let John gently fade away, as I didn't want to be like my father. But then again, there was the thought that if I did tell them, I would be rejected and possibly be sent to live with my father. I shook myself that it would be a bridge to cross if and when I reached it. Stepping out of Beddo, I headed towards Vision's and Wessel's, a sci-fi store to check for some Wonder Woman-related items. "Excuse me." I turned at the sound of a voice behind me, who I knew to be Amy Drew. "Can I help you?" I answered in my best Katie voice. "Maybe you can," the young woman said. Are you by any chance related to John Hawk? She asked. Because you do look a little like him. She smiled and moved closer. Oh my, she whispered. John, is that you? I looked at Amy. Taking a breath, I replied, I'm Katie when I'm dressed as a girl, Amy. I paused. John is someone else. Amy smiled. You look amazing, Joe. Katie, she grinned. You look so feminine, so graceful and beautiful, in fact. She paused. Let me get to know Katie. I think she could do it with a friend. What do you say? I looked at Amy. A girl I admit I had a slight crush for, and she wanted to get to know me as Katie. Inwardly, I was surprised. I'd like that, Amy. I paused. I'd like that idea. I brushed my hair behind my ear. So you don't mind? Katie, Amy grinned. You look too good. She smiled. And when I saw you in Beto, I recognized your phone. She chuckled. Now let's go and grab something at the food court and we can talk. We sat there and talked. I answered all her questions. I admitted that deep down inside I wanted to be a woman. I told her about the young man who flirted with me and how I turned him down, but also admitted that there was a slight thrill with a warm and fuzzy feeling as he only saw me as a woman. Amy told me that that was a sign I really wanted to be a woman, the fact that I liked the attention. She squeezed my hand. But what if a woman asked you out? She asked with a smile. Asked you out as Katie? I looked at Amy. Are you asking me out? I paused. Because if you are, my voice is softer now. The answer would be that I say yes. Amy let go of my hand. That's the answer I wanted to hear, she smiled. Because I'd like to get to know Katie, the real Katie. I'd like to get to know you. Well, I paused. My mother and sister are away this weekend. I have the house to myself. If you want to come back with me, we could talk some more. Amy chuckled. And you get to have your wicked way with me? She grinned. Or we could just get to know each other. I looked at Amy. Let's take it one step at a time. I paused. I wanted to see if I could be Katie. I chewed my lip. I've proven that I can, I paused. But being Katie long term. I understand, Katie, Amy said with a smile. I won't rush you. She squeezed my hand gently. But looking at you and from what you've told me, Katie is who you are meant to be. Now what say you to going home and continuing our conversation? I nodded in agreement. The bus journey home was as eventful as the journey to the mall. The same guy tried to chat me up, but Amy put him in his place. As I stepped off the bus, I turned towards my home's drive. I stopped and I went white under my makeup. My mother's car was sitting in the driveway. I was a little shocked as I wasn't expecting them home until tomorrow. Amy looked at me and took my hand. It's now or never, sweetheart. She kissed my cheek. You would have to have told them at some point. I nodded in agreement and I walked purposefully up the drive. I walked as Katie, because I had a feeling that after today, John would fade into memory. I opened the door and let Amy in. I placed my shopping in the hallway and walked towards the dining room and kitchen. Amy's presence and the gentle click of my heels reassuring me. My mother looked up and smiled as we entered the kitchen. My sister sat there and grinned, acknowledging Amy with a nod. I knew I'd get to meet my other daughter one day, Mom said. I'm glad that it's today. She came over and hugged me. Does my daughter have a name? Katie, I replied. My name is Katie.